number 5 at AOL.com. I'm one of the last people in the world that have AOL.
Number 5!
Diamonds are very good. And I'm happy to help you in any way I can, any question I can feel
if you want to.
No obligation, obviously. And again, why don't you try to have a catcher with the people that you met here? You know, these are your colleagues. These are the people that you've gone through an important journey in your life with. And as a result, you've shared something together that is very unique and very special. And hopefully your friendships will remain throughout your lives in that way. Now, I wanted to just share with you another word that I think is relevant as well. And that is the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Now, what happened in the Torah here? The Torah, remember, there are only two Korban Pesachs that were brought in the whole Chumash. The first one was in Mitzrayim. That's the very first one. And there was only one Korban Pesach brought in the Midbar the next year. And for the next 39 years, there was no other Korban Pesach until they came to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yehoshua. So they did not bring the Korban Pesach every year in the Midbar. It was in Mitzrayim, and the one time in the Midbar. And they brought the Korban Pesach in the Midbar. And then there were people that were Tameh. They had come in contact with the dead. And they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and if you're Tameh, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. And they said, Lama Nigara, why should we be deprived of bringing the Korban Pesach? Just because we're Tameh. Now, why were they Tameh? So Rashi brings two opinions why they were Tameh. One opinion was it was their turn to carry the bones of Yosef. This was a rotation. Who was carrying Yosef's bones? Eretz Yisrael. And their turn happened to be during Pesach. So they were Tameh, and that's why they couldn't bring it. There's another opinion that they were the people who carried out the bodies of Nadav and Abihu. Remember, the Mishkan had just been dedicated. Nadav and Abihu died in the Mishkan, and somebody had to carry out their bodies, and those people were coming. Now, mind that, there's a little bit of a question on that. I'll tell you what the question is. When you touch a dead body, you are tamei for 7 days. Now, Nadav and Abihu died, according to Rashi, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, when is the Korban Pesach brought? The 14th of Nisan. So the Chayra, whoever became Tamei by carrying out Nadav and Abihu, they could have been Tamei already by the 14th. If it was Aron Shel Yosef, so that was their turn. But if it's Nadav and Abihu, so because of this, the Eben Ezra is Cholet HaRashi. And the Eben Ezra learns that none of the Nevi'im died on the 8th of Nisan, not on the 1st of Nisan, and as a result, the 7th day was Erev Pesach. And they were still Tamei on Erev Pesach, and they could not have brought the Korban Pesach. But be this as it may, what did Hashem then say? So Moshe didn't know what to do. The Tameim went to Moshe and they said, why should we be deprived of a chance to bring the Korban Pesach? Moshe didn't know. He asked Hashem. And Hashem said, okay, if a person is Tameh, or, this is when they're in Eretz Yisrael, if a person is far away, Erech Rechoka from Yerushalayim, they're given a second chance to bring the Korban Pesach one month later, and that is Pesach. So, you see, two very beautiful teachings from Pesach Sheni. Very, very beautiful teachings. Teaching number one is, no matter how tamei you think you are, no matter how impure you are, no matter how far you are away from Hashem, derech hatov, Hashem will give you a second chance to connect with Him. That's the lesson of Pesach Sheni. The gift of the second chance for people who feel tamei, for people who feel derech rechoka, they're far from Hashem. Hashem says, I'll give you a way to connect. That's lesson number one. Don't give up. Don't feel that your situation is hopeless. Understand, no matter how tamei a person is, no matter how derech rechoka a person is, there's a second chance.
But there's another lesson. And that is, you get the second chance only if you care enough to ask Hashem for it. Pesach Sheni is an amazing mitzvah. Because it was created only because they asked. Now, what would have been if their attitude was, hey, if we're tamei, we don't have to bring the korban. And after all, they were doing a mitzvah. Whether the mitzvah was carrying the body of Yosef, or whether it was burying Nadav and Avihu, they did a mitzvah. If now they're tamei, they're putter. Imagine this. Imagine if you got a document from Shemayim, and you know it's from Shemayim, that basically says, you don't have to clean for Pesach this year. And let's assume that you do for sure it's authentic. It's not a fake document. Sign, how about his work? I mean, that was funny. This, when the Archbishop came to Shemayim, I don't know if you said this is a very funny thing. So for a certain amount of money, you got an advanced copy that was autographed by the translators of Nassim Sherman. But the way they put it was signed by the author. Now that's funny. You get the author. You get a Chumash signed by the author. It works for that. So imagine if you got a paper that says, you don't have to keep pace on it. Are we going to argue and say, no, 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 I don't want to do it? I think we might take it, because I don't think Hashem said I have to do it. We might take advantage of it. But the answer is, if you love Hashem, then you look for ways to serve Him. And you say to Moshe Rabbeinu, please, please give us a chance. And if you ask, Hashem will give it to you. You don't ask, and you're not going to get it. So these are the two lessons of Pesach Sheni. The gift of the second chance, but the need to care enough to ask. And the truth of the matter is, as you go to Chutz La'aretz, you know, halachically, Chutz La'aretz is considered tamei. That's exactly the case. And there was a time of the Beis Hamikdash. Every time you went to Chutz La'aretz and you came back to Eretz Yisrael, you had to be sprinkled with parah adonah. Halachically, Chutz La'aretz is coming in Rabban. And certainly it's Derech L'chayim, far away. So, you're going to be Tamei, you're going to be Derech L'chayim.